Alright, we're about 10 away. 10 away on fuel. We'll see what all these leaders do, though. We'll pit with the leaders, probably. 10 full. I'm gonna work on getting that air down like we talked. Put a little rear grip in the thing. We'll see if that gets too tight in the middle, but it sounds like we need some security in and off. Let's work there first.
Leader's still on the track. A lot of guys coming.
Not this time, Jeff, but take a good look at that entrance. This entrance is tricky. Just take a good look. We're one or two away here. 10 full.
But this one, he missed it. There you go.
Let's do it this time. This time, but this time.
10-4. You're clear right here. Watch this 43-2 back on the bottom. Let's reserve the bottom here. You know this guy. On his ass. Over. 3,800. 3,800 second gear this time. 18 on his left side's up here. 3,800. 10 away. Where he's at. 10 away.
Come on down. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 38. All clear. All clear. All clear. All clear. To the yellow.
Yellow line. Pass the light. 88, 20, 17, 20 and 17 on the yellow line, coming outside right now, outside, when you see that 17, but, okay, right here, come on.
Tires look real good, man, tires all look great.
Tire right now, hitting the left front on the bottom, the racetrack down 1-2.
10-4.
Real tight landing, guys.
10-4, let me know how the drive-off goes, that's 7, complete.
Right now the drive-off is about the same as it did, we'll see. This is our biggest problem right here. If I get off that yellow line down 3-4, I'm junk because I'm so fucked.
10-4, way too tight off the bottom of 3 and 4. We'll have to work on it. Hopefully if the track cools, it'll free up. Maybe it'll come to us.
We're fast at 1 and 2.
10-4.
Steve, I'm literally have to stop the car getting in the corner because I'm so tight when it lands. And once I get it turned, then I fly, but I'm, you know, pretty free.
10-4. I tightened it up some because it was the second run. We have been getting really loose. Let me work on that landing now. I'll be a little more aggressive with the landing. We'll see how much that hurts our exit. You're making good time with it, man. That's 22 on these tires. That's a good lap right there, man. That's a good lap.
What's that coming behind me?
That's the 18. He just got tires. Had an issue or something.
Yeah, new tires. His lap's down.
Anybody I'm racing up here?
Yeah, that 33.
Yeah, keep running them laps, you'll be catching. You're catching 2 or 3 tenths of laps, you're catching the 33 and the 42. 42 is just a ways out. That's stupid fast lap right there. That's a big improvement. All right, tight landing is what we need to work on. Tight landing.
Yeah, simple.
That 78 is coming this lap if we don't need to come.
What's going on, dude?
We're waiting for the leaders. Leaders haven't come yet.
We're all right.
Just keep running here. That 33 was way early. He's real early. Just keep running. You got a big gap to the 21. Let's come this time. Watch that entrance, though. Two guys have missed it. This time, let the 21 know, Dixon.
3,800, bro. Okay, 10.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 4 tires. All clear. 38. Nice job, gentlemen.
Yellow line, man. Yellow line. Pass the light. 38. All right, Dick. You're clear, bud. All clear. Let's go. Everybody's on pit road over here.
Nice job. Tires look great, man. Tires look great. Just keep working those laps. That's really fast right there. Real nice laps.
Yeah, killed the drive off. I'm trying not to burn the right rear up right now.
That's right. Just keep being patient. Keep that tire on. We've got a nice long run here. Nice work. 220 to go. 220. 18 in front of the lap down. Just come up pit road.
Man, you must have taken a big swing at it.
Well, yeah, it's 1 pound. 1 pound of air out of the right front is all that was right there. It's just real sensitive, I guess. Probably on that stop too much.
Man, I'm not pushing through 3-4 at all now.
10-4. That's good. That's a little swing on the gauge. We can go back halfway. Running some nice laps. Newman and Boyer are both coming back to you. The 42 is leaving us a little bit. He's rolling pretty good, but there's some coming back to him. Nice work, man. 2 spots right there. Just keep keeping that right rear on it. That's 20 right there. 20 complete. If that thing hasn't shown any signs of tightness or any loss of front grip, let's try the front fire fans off. See if we can get them to build up.
Tighten up a timer down 3 and 4. That's about it.
There you go. Them last two are really rolling, man. That 42, his stuff's burned up a little bit. He's coming back here at a pretty good rate. All right, man, that last lap was a big pickup. Big pickup. 3 tenths. That's the lap we're looking for. That's real fast.
Caution, though. Possibly high in 2.
Let's fucking... We're in 12. They've lapped all the way to 16. Yeah, I'm with you. That run right there, lap time-wise, got us closer. Is that too loose? Under green, it might be too loose. How many do you think in traffic? You think that thing will turn already in traffic?
And the issue that the drive off is just ridiculously bad. So, you know, you're making it roll through the middle, and it's just making me sideways in and sideways off.
We're going to tighten it up a little bit then. We're towards the end of the lead lap anyway, so let's try to tighten it up some. We're not even halfway. Not even halfway. Man, that's the way to work traffic. A lot of guys have had trouble, so we're looking good.
Yeah, the thing is, I like the middle there. You know, it's just entry and exit, man. That's all I need.
Simple. Let me take a little swing at this thing right here.
Yeah, man, it definitely tightened up on me there.
Okay, this time it's 3,800. That 42 is pit stall 2 all the way down here. He'll be 5 away at the 16. He'll be there. 3,800. All right, come on. 3,800.
1.5, Caleb, in. 1.5. We've got a little air pressure coming. Around the 29, bud. We're going to have to come around the 29. We're 2 stalls in front of him.
10.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All clear, 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 clear.
All the way up here, 3,800. All right.
We have to check us in the 42.
Damn, 4.
Light, you had him.
Yeah, we'll check it. We'll check the guys if he's contesting.
You guys are doing it there in the pits, man. Good job.
All right, just so you know, the big change, and I know it felt big. I could see it. That's a pound out of the right front, so I have to really work it for it. So what I did here is I took another half a pound out, because that's really making that front end work, but I put a round and a half a wedge in it to try to get that left rear loaded back up in and off.
I like it, Simple.
Take one of your packets there, man. You've been damn working it for a while here. Well, also, just look at all the gauges. Just check the temps, power, everything while you're looking here.
Simple, it all looks good. What position are we in now?
That's 11. That'll put you in the inside.
Simple.
One over here.
Simple.
All right, man. There's, with the lucky dog, a 16 on the lead lap. We're 11th. It'll be 188 to go. 187 when we take the green. So we're not even halfway here, man. Same thing. Nothing's changed. Patience, patience. Pick and choose what we can do. Let me know if this is the direction we need to go, if we need to go a different way.
Simple. Just watching Jeff on these restarts, man. A lot of people are spinning their tires.
Yep. Leader's on the bottom. Don, be ready. Ready. Almost there. He's going. Still rolling. Caution's out. Get up top. Caution's out. Watch him here. Hustle. He's going to come back up on the racetrack. There you go.
We've dicked this thing all up. That wind, I believe, is what's making it land tight. Okay, and that air pressure, you know, I don't do whatever you need to do.
We're going to pit then. That makes sense. Maybe it's rolling it over and onto that stop, making the thing push. Let's get that out of it. We'll try. We'll just put it back maybe to how we had the green flag run. Maybe do a little left rear air or something for the exit. Let's get the wedge back where it needs to be. Drew, get the right front back to where it was for the green flag run. Up a half from where we sit, please.
I don't know. Maybe track bar or something. I'm not sure.
I'm going to put the chassis back, the right front air back, and from the green flag run when it was just didn't have drive off, we're going to put a half a pound into the left rear. Left rear. See if we can get it to drive it up the hill. Damn, my inside. I can see that. And I do understand the drive off. Let's give this a shot here. Heard, take that wedge back. 1.5.
You have 8 guys. 8 guys on the stop.
Four. Let's go ahead and pull a tear off here.
Pits are closed.
Did he spin the tires on the restart or anything?
I thought our lane went, actually. They all kind of checked up a little behind them, but I thought the bottom went.
All right, get that wedge back out, Caleb, round and a half, and let's drop that track bar. Just one round. Let's just secure the back up a little bit with the wedge out, though. Heard, we want 2 out, right? Two out on you, 1 in on the track bar. That's what we're going to do. We'll get the wedge back. We'll take a little more than we just put in. We'll drop the track bar around. It's too bad when everybody pits here. We're going to put about, 15 cars back on the lead lap with a wave by.
Yeah.
We're still close.
Was that 11 stupid fast out there again, or were these other guys keeping up with him?
The 14 actually led him in the 14, probably split the laps in the first half of the race. He was good, though. I mean, he was good. Those two had about a 5-second lead over third. We're good, though. I mean, we're ninth. You know, it's like, we're right there. We just got to get better.
Looked like over those last 60 laps, we actually closed the gap a little on them.
Yeah, the green flag run when we were too loose off was definitely our fastest run. We just got to, so roll in the middle, to your point, Jeff, it's speed. I'm just trying to put a little drive off in with it. So I'm going to go back to that air pressure. From that air pressure, from the green flag run when we were too loose off, we are going to have a half a round less wedge and 1 round down on the track bar.
Simple.
We're still closed.
How bad was that splitter hitting there on the bottom?
I mean, on low air, you know, it's pretty bad. I've given up good amount of speed getting in.
Open.
Won't worry too much about it.
This time, if you want him, 3800.
Pit.
42's out, pass pit out. 3800. Alright, that 9's like 10 away. Alright, we're coming around. 16. Watch this, yep. Alright, 10.
Alright, come around this 29. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Outside. Alright, get up. The 9's outside now. The 9's outside.
Just roll right here. 3800.
Nice job.
Good job, guys.
Watch these jets. Get up, yep. Well done tonight, boys.
Nice work, guys. Real nice. I got a 6 right there, Jeff.
Yeah, 11. Good job.
Yeah, we're going to have plenty of wave arounds here.
Yeah, that puts about 26 in the lead lab right there.
What's going on with that 18? How come they got so far behind?
They were too fast the first stop, and then they had a loose wheel and had to come early, and they ended up one lap down, but drove her all the way back to get the lucky dog that time.
One here. Alright, leader on the bottom. Ready. Almost there. He's going. 9 coming outside now. Wrecking behind us. Outside. Clear right here.
That's our spot.
Should be all on the bottom here.
39 and 16.
Yes.
Are you guys hearing that with the radio?
No, I'm not hearing anything, but...
Oh, man, I got... Terrible squelch is coming in there.
We are about 10 away from halfway.
Beautiful.
This cycle right here just put a ton back in the lead lap, so we need to make sure we hold on to track position as we can here. As we ride around here with our fans, if you've got your AC and stuff on, just make sure you keep a good eye on that volt gauge and make sure it stays charging.
Yeah, we're good. The radio's fucking shot.
Well, we got time right now. Do you want to try to go to 2? I mean, now's the time to try to do it.
I hear you guys fine. You know, I'm hoping it's just under caution, a lot of radio talk. You got me, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
I will ask this question. Where, if I was going to go to radio 2, where is the switch for it now?
You don't want them, do you?
No, stay out. The radio switch is right in front of the radios connected to the leg rest.
Okay, inside from you. Okay. I mean, I think we're good, but... No.
Yeah, Andy says it should be on the right channel, so you just have to turn the volume on and switch the switch.
Staying out, right?
Yep, no matter what they do, stay out. All right, just so we don't lose where we're at here. For the last run under green, when it was too loose, kind of everywhere, finally tightened up to the end of the run. We got half around the wedge out and the track bar down. So if this still doesn't land good, then we just have to go back to that and work on it some more.
I need your outside lane, please. Outside lane.
Another thing to think about, you know, this is cycle tires now. They got one hot on them. So, I don't think it'll hurt speed, but it might tweak the balance a little bit. We're just going to be a little cautious.
Yeah.
What do you think? We lost about 15 degrees from the start?
Yeah, I'm about ready for a jacket.
Not ready for that cup of tea yet, though.
No, we'll keep the Earl Grey back for a while.
One over here.
10-4.
Okay, man. A couple laps to halfway here. Long, long way to go. Remember, this restart now. Clean them things up. These are hot tires. One lap on them. Might spin a little easier.
Yep, 10-4.
I don't know where you want your blowers here. I don't know if you felt tight or anything at last stop.
Leader's our lane. Gone, be ready. Ready, almost there. He's going.
But what I have is gone.
Will not turn.
Careful, we just got it too tight. We're going to have to free it up some. Just keep working that track position here. Make sure you get your front tire fans on, we'll get it to the next doctor.
Two good ones. Here we go. We'll murder them.
Way to be creative there in 3 and 4, bud. Keep digging.
Dickinson Harvick, 2 behind us. He's your fast car on the track right now, bud.
We're just real loose off.
Simple. Turning for us now. Turning back.
It's turning pretty good, but just... Where's that 29 running?
He's on the bottom all the way around. It's just he gets off. So his bottom kind of negates that top up off. Yeah. Even... Yeah. You'll see here in a second.
Now we've just completely lost our drive off, is what that does. The middle off the corner, we're just pathetic.
10-4, just keep running our line, man. We're P4 right here, 135 to go. A lot of racing, man.
Yeah, we can race them from here. 29-3 back on the yellow line.
I'm pretty loose right now, Steve.
10-4, bud. 10-4. Track's cool and quick here.
Where do we stop?
About 10 away there, bud. 10 away.
got a spin off too. Caution's out. Still wrecking.
Where you at, bud? There you are.
He's broadside on the racetrack now, coming down below the O-line. Shouldn't be anything over there.
And we just went all to hell.
Loose, right?
There's just no grip. I mean, it was, you know, run long there good. I mean, it never was that drive off. It's not had that all day. But, you know, I was pretty happy with everything. A little snug in the middle, and then it just went to, you know, as soon as I got the gas down in the middle of 1 to 2, it was just sideways all the way off.
Stay four.
I think, here's what I think happens to you, is as that pace drops, my entry slows down. I get it turned earlier, and it gets on that right rear, and it's just terrible.
Yeah, stay four. We're going to get some air out of the right rear, some air in the left rear. And that's all we're going to do. I'm afraid to put any more wedge in it to get it on that right front. It'll never turn landing. Check bar is only around from the bottom. So let's try this air pressure here. If that's not it, last ditch effort, we're going to put air back in the right front. But that really helped our speed. I'd like to leave it out.
All right.
So you're doing good, man. P5. That's the other thing. Is pace slows on the run, but our pace is up running up there. You boys are strolling up there, you know. I got some four tires right here. You're going to have to come right around the 29, the man in front of us. He's two stalls behind us.
Open this time, 38. That 99 will be at the opening of the Nationwide Garage. All right, 38. Okay, 99 will go right here. Around the 29, dude.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get out there. There's one outside. Get out there. 99 outside. All right.
You're fine. Good job.
You boys are on it tonight.
Another nice one, boys. Another nice one. Take another packet there if you want. It's been a while.
Hasn't been that long, has it?
Yeah, it's been an hour. Just took 123 to go if you want to save it. I don't have a feeling it won't go green all the way.
Jeff, what was that? 18 doing his typical deal, just dive-bombing it up to the top, going around, guys?
On the restart?
Yeah, I mean, he got up there in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's up there. Everybody just leaves that lane wide open. Everybody bumper cars on the bottom two, and he just goes.
Looks like his car is pretty good on the short run.
I think it came and it went, then it came back. That's what Eddie was telling me up here.
Yeah, he's got the mirror of our car. He's really good for 5, not so good for 20, and then it comes back again. We're average, get really good, and then kind of go away.
One over here.
I see one thing is helping that 99 from being loose. I'm guessing he's been free. That right rear tire changer has gotten real happy with that tire all over the place.
Yeah, that does help. We'll make sure we're there, too.
All right, one to go. Leader is your lane. Ready? Going.
Tempo, we'll stay on. It's got to be the track, man. The track's got to be freeing up. We'll take a bigger swing at it. Maybe we can put that wedge in it now.
You would think that the track would have more grip, but it doesn't. It's like it has less grip. I mean, I don't know. Just pace, what?
Tempo, man, I'm looking at everybody's air pressure. Trying to see what we got. We got 14 of those guys. I'm looking at it right now. Just keep it underneath the best you can. It's like a long ways to go.
He's here.
Right now, I'm just going to try to keep from wrecking. Please tell me that 16 not going to make it back to pit road.
He's trying like hell to make it. You're still clear. 39, stay down here. Lima Lane coming outside. Another.
We got 20 until pit stop. The leader's 8 seconds back, man. Just do the best you can with it.
What you gotta decide is it this tires or?
I can't believe a pound of air would be this big a difference. It's gotta be that set of tires. I mean, we got teammates on either side of us, so 1 pound can't be a make or break, you know?
Well, I thought it was tightening back up, but obviously I'm wrong. Here, son, you're screwed, Steve. I mean, it's just getting worse.
Therefore, we're only about 10 away from a pit stop. Just keep going as best you can. We're gonna come early. We're gonna have to do something here.
Man, I'm just trying to hang on to it. I hope we make it to 10. One thing for sure, we're better off being tight, so we better make it tight.
Yeah, boy, we're gonna, bud. We're gonna.
All right, it's a water bottle. They're not calling it.
All right, this time.
All right.
Gotta get all we can to pit road here. That's the leader behind us. About 30 lengths. 3,800 here.
Got debris in one.
They're not gonna call it. Leader's on pit road. Caution's out if you want him to drive through or whatever.
Where's the 99?
He's in his pit.
Roll through. I don't know where the leader is. Roll through. I don't know where the leader is. Roll through it. I gotta find the leader.
He was in his pit. 43 is inside you.
All right, go. Blend. That should keep us on the lead lap right there.
Yep, 10-4.
Good job with the 99, Dickerson. I lost him. All right, buddy.
Woo!
Way not to wreck it. None of us like to go backwards, man. None of us like to go backwards, but we can't get frustrated. It is what it is. It has got to be a set of tires, man. There's no way air pressure could kill it that bad.
I certainly hope that's it.
Well, we're going to tighten it way up, and if we plow, then we'll just come back in and free it up from there.
Did that 48 pit already?
Yeah, the 48 pitted already. But you're on his lap, so you're fine. You are in the lead lap. Just some of them guys aren't going to pit. We're going to.
Okay.
Good call there, Dickerson.
The 29 had the left front go out.
Yeah, I see that. Okay. We got the air pressures we talked about, Drew. We're going to do a round of wedge, round down the track bar, these air pressures, and go re-baseline. 71 to go, man. Listen, this thing's all about damn pit strategy, restarts. We've got it here. Let's just get rolling with it.
Open this time.
Pit.
Closed.
Out.
Yeah, closed. We got enough fuel?
Yeah, we're 5 to the good. We should be fine here. Them guys, everyone's coming so damn early. Peels off, you got to come. They're making up so much time. I didn't want to keep you out that long, but we just waited for the leader. Even losing that much ground, we weren't going to hand up a lap. You know, the Peyton was a bird.
I don't understand, though. The 99 is ahead of us.
Yeah, you're right. But he is on our lap because he pitted. And you drove past him, went around, and he's in front of us, in front of the pace car, or behind the pace car?
Remember, we just went down the length of pit road at 35 miles an hour, you know, so I still think we're coming out ahead.
I'm thinking what happened, the pace car pulled out in front of him, then we went around and caught up or something.
That's probably what happened. Hell, I'm the same lap as him. We are 11th. So if we're lap down, there's damn all kinds of people lap down, because there's 16 behind us.
No, he never got us.
Yeah, I mean, the 99's the leader, really. I mean, he's pitted and he's the leader.
Yeah, but see, look at your scoring where it shows. Does it show the 29 as a leader?
Yeah.
See, he's on pit road way over here. So they got us. We got a situation here.
Yeah, I mean, the 48, the 48 went by the 99 who was on pit road, had to.
So we're all tail end of the 29? We are. We're all tail end of the 29. But he's going to fender tore up. So he's going to get penalized anyway, right?
Are we leading?
No, the 29 is the leader. Everyone on the racetrack is behind the 29. It's tail end of the 29. But he's tore up. He's going to have to go to the tail end, and that should let us keep our lap. I don't know. We got a pin anyway. We're about out of lap. They got to open this thing pretty soon, man. Watch your fuel.
Are we the only car that hasn't pitted, though?
I don't know. Probably. Well, not the only one, but we might lose a lap to the 29, but he's all tore up, so it won't matter. What's the problem on the pits being open, Dickerson?
Because we got a scoring situation. How can we be a lap down to the 29 if we never pitted?
Neither did he. And when we came on pit road, he lapped us, then blew a tire and created the caution. Then pitted when pit road was closed. So he's got us a lap down, but he's going to have to go to the tail end. So if you figure that out on the roof, you let me know, because we got computers that can't figure that out.
Yeah, but we never went a lap down on the racetrack.
I know. We went a lap down to him while we were on pit road, I guess, because he's behind us, and he's the leader.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah,
that makes more sense.
You know, he's the last car in line, but he's the leader, so that means everyone in front, literally every single car in the field is a lap down to him.
But does that screw up? We don't get a wave around?
What's that, Dickerson?
Then we don't get a wave around here, do we?
No, when we pit, we're going to lose a lap. But we have no choice, man. We got 2 laps of gas.
Yeah,
you might want to stay on the bank in here if we don't open the thing soon, man. We're going to be close. We're 2 away right here. The way I figure it, we're going to pit.
I think the pace car picked up the wrong car. I think we're the...
Yeah, that's the biggest problem right now is that the pace car picked up the wrong cars.
Dickinson, you should tell... I told my official, you need to tell your official up there, if they're this confused, let's just throw a red before we run out of gas.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hold him a lap. We're going to hold that dude a lap that's in front of you, and then everything will be okay.
Thank you. That makes perfect sense. Listen, just long gears. We can't run that thing out. Stay on the flat, long gears. If we lose our pickup, we're done. It won't pick up. But say hold him, we're good. That puts us and everyone else in the same lap. We can then pit without losing one, and then we're going to race 66 from here. Yeah, this is an exciting day.
I don't know if that's the right one, but that's the easy one. Right there. It's still close.
Yeah, it's a moot point. He's tore all up. They have to do it, Dixon, because once he gets penalized at tail end, it's going to mess the scoring up on the second side, too.
Yeah, 10-4. So just, you know, be ready, because, I mean, if I start to run out of gas, then I'm just coming up here road.
Yeah, if it starts to bobble, you just need a pit. Now that he's held a lap, we can pit no matter what. We're just going to be tail end. We're not going to lose a lap like we would have a second ago.
Dude, Steve asked me about this after the race. That one's a lucky dog. Open this time.
Yeah. Someone has to explain that. Okay. Pit. We're going to fix the air, tighten it up. If we tighten it up too much, we'll free it up the next stall, but we can't be like that. You can only catch it so many times. You're scaring me. All right, boys. This boy's going to come behind us, so come on. Four tires. Let's go.
Open this time. 38 here, 3,800. Yeah, we were the leader. 3,800.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One outside, the 39's outside. One outside, there you go. Just keep listening to me here. We're getting close to a window. Let's see where we line up. We might see you one more time here before we go. Just give up our track position. Keep a can ready, guys. Get one can down. This is where the double-up rule stinks, because if we come again, we're going to have to line up behind the lap cars, you know?
Yeah, unless they all pit for fuel.
Yeah, well, if we line up behind the lap cars and it goes green, it doesn't matter we lined up there. If it doesn't go green, we're just going to pit again anyway.
All right, one over here. I got a P16 on the board.
Staying out?
No. Come on. Pit. We come to throw, we're going to finish 10. Come on. Pit. We're locked in. Do something different.
Put anyone on the go right here.
Before. Just come on down here, we'll leave, we'll catch you back in the field. If it goes green, we're on a fuel conserve anyway. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Make sure it's full. One time, pump it one time, guys. Alright, hold on. Alright, there you go. Alright, don't speed. Don't speed to the yellow line. They are coming to the green. Dickinson, we can't pull up. We just gotta go by whoever has a penalty. 29 and a couple of them.
Yeah, we just missed the red. Coming to the green.
Any idea where I go?
You should be the last car minus the 29 and the 1. The 1's lucky dog. He should be tail end. 29 should be tail end.
That 1 is definitely not.
Just keep. Yeah, there you go. Just keep pulling up. See who lets you go. I think that 12's not going to let us. Come to the green.
Pace car's gone. We're going here. 20's on the bottom, trying to get out of the way. Green flag. Right here in front of us on the bottom here. Get up. Watch them stop. They're stopping. Get the bottom now. Okay. Really knows them out here. Outside, three wide, two wide. Where are you? There you are. Two wide.
What'd you say, bud?
Did you flat spot them?
No, sir.
That was a no, sir, right?
Negative, no flat spotting.
Okay, long gears here. Long gears, say what you can. Everyone might have to pit. This might make us the leader right here. They're all in a window. We're going to damn... save right here. Keep saving. Did you tell anything about the chassis in that short little run right there?
Seems to be better.
Okay, get four tires ready at the same air. If nobody comes, we're coming. We'll be good on fuel, and then we're done. So, if they all come, stay out and save some damn gas.
Dickinson, you're going to have to make the call.
Yeah, if they don't come, we'll take tires and we'll line up where we're supposed to.
That's right, Dickinson. Like, if it's not... some everybody, you know what I mean? If we ain't going to line up at the top two or three, four, then we just need to pit, man. You know, everybody in front of the five, let me see here, where's the five? No, not everybody. 39, really. 78, 39, you see the 78, 39? Everybody in front of them is lead lap. The five is the only one in front of us other than them. We need like six or eight of them or more to commit for us to stay out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 10-4.
Now, if we do pit, the only issue that I have right now is I've got some oil on my windshield.
That'll be an easy one. We'll pull a tear off. Okay. Is it bad enough we need a pit for that, or no?
No.
Good info. All right, Dickinson, it's up to you, man. We need to gain like eight, ten. There's no right or wrong reason here. Just we're low, we're close on fuel, so we need to gain enough to make it worth it.
Okay. We'll have a minute to second guess each other. I'll keep these closed for a while.
Keep figuring how many yellows we need, Deuce. Are we in the window yet? Dickinson, my gut's telling me they're all going to come. Every one of them for their fuel window. So we need to be saving right here, Jeff. Keep saving all you can because we were three, an aggressive three, a realistic five short when we topped off.
I bet they come because we got three before the caution. They had three on their tires before the caution and also three or four after.
Yeah, and it'll be good because they're going to be on rights at best. We got one lap on ours, man. I mean, clean air is the best adjustment I could give it.
Don't you think these guys are going to have to stop one more time?
I think they're all coming. I'm listening around. I think they're all coming. They have to. They're in their window. They're three or four short of us. The only ones that might stay out would be like the 5 came, the 39 came. Those guys came with us. Other than them, they're all peeling off. We're going to stay out. Even if it runs 20 and the caution comes out, that just gives us our track position. You know what I mean? There's too many benefits for us. The only way we're close on fuel is if it goes green. If it runs 20, we got better track position. It's a no-brainer for us. I think Dickinson, we stay out if we gain, shoot, if we gain 8 or 9, we got to stay out with it. I know it's hard here. Are you getting us any, bud?
What's that?
Are you saving us any fuel here? Are you able to?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, buddy, we got one lap on ours, and the first guy off pit road is going to have rights. There's no way they're going to be a four-tire guy off pit road. With all these yellows, we're going to stay out. Stay out. The only way we wouldn't stay out, Dickinson, is if they all stay for some reason. Which I don't think they will. Make sure you don't let us get caught that way.
10-4. All right, we'll see what we got this time. Yeah, this will put it close to 50, man. I think they're all going to come.
You have a couple miscellaneous in front of us that might stay out. 5-2, 39. Well, 5 said he's coming. 39-2 might stay out, but the leaders are all going to come. We're going to stay out. It's the only way we're going to get any track position. We're going to pass them all. Not 50 laps.
I don't know, Stevie. People are asking what's up here. Let's see.
All right, make the call, man. We need to gain, we gain 8. Stay with it. If we can't gain 8, come on.
This will be an easy one. We are staying out. We are staying out.
All right, keep saving gas. Man, they didn't put any stress on you, Dickens. Come on, man.
Well, what's the deal with the 2? I mean, can he come recently?
He pitted with us. He's like 1 worse on fuel than us, 2 worse on fuel than us. It's not a bad gamble. I think they're pretty well locked in. They're probably 3 short. And it's, even if it doesn't go green, we got our track position. He was only like 3 spots in front of us. I can't believe Moore didn't try.
He's the only one ahead of us, right?
Yeah, 10-4, just the 2. As you were thinking about it, I was just lying to him, saying, yeah, we're coming.
Yeah. I don't know how many they all took. It's not going to matter. We only got 1 lap on them. All right, man. You are second with 1 lap tires. The boys behind you do have 4, but we just gained 16 spots. I'd say that's a good trade-off.
We'll see. I don't. Where's the 56? What's the deal with the 6?
The 6? He's lapped down, man. The 56, 18, 99, 9. That's who behind you.
All right.
56 and 18 just beat the 99 off pit road.
All right, one over here. Hey, maybe this 2 will do something stupid here, too, you know, to try to see, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be 50 when you take green. Look, if there's a yellow after 10 or 15, everybody's coming anyway. So this is just, this necessarily isn't what we've, this isn't the whole deal. This is just where we're at right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll come back.
Yeah. So even if it doesn't work, bud, and we're falling back a little bit, just keep fighting. Keep fighting. We're as good as these guys. We end up anywhere in the top 8 or 10, that's better than we were. Just remember, Dixon, you got that 18 outside row 2.
Yeah. More worried about this 56 turning underneath us through this kink. Maybe the 2 will go and block the 18 up there and wreck half the field. We'll be good. All right, leaving with them. Coming to the green. Going.
We're only falling back because that's now.
Careful. We'll get a caution here. Just keep, make sure you got your front fans on. Hopefully these other rear tires will go away on these other guys. See what you got here. All the tight, mostly in landing.
We'll just see what happens.
Got a spin over here in 2. Where are you? Caution's out. Caution's out. All right.
All right. There we go. That's the track position. Talk to me, man. Is it just all over the place? Is it mostly tight? What do you need?
You know, a little bit too tight landing in the middle.
Stand 4.
Got it. Right now it's comfortable. You know, it's like it lands and it's comfortable, and when the tires are good, it turns, and then it stops turning, but once it does turn, it's sideways. What position are we in now?
11th.
Yeah, it's like we just took three steps back is what happened.
Yeah, because this set of tires jacked us all up. You did a good job not wrecking it on it, but it jacked us up for adjustments, you know?
Yeah, this cold track is different, you know. There's just something different about it, so that's contributing to it, but, you know, that set of tires didn't do us any favors.
Yeah, well.
Please clean the windshield.
Yeah, we'll pull a tear off right here. Open this time, 3800. That 31 is just before start-finish.
It's one of those things where I just need a little bit in 1 and 2, and need a little bit more in 3 and 4.
Yeah, 10 4. That 33 will be like the second one on pit road. Just watch for the accordion. 3800. Accordion up a little. 31 to go right here. All right, 10 away. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get out there, they're clear. To the grass, to the grass, to the grass, to the grass. 3800. 3800. All right, picked up one there, too. Yeah, you boys showed up today, boys. You boys are ready. I mean, 28 to go. That's a long time, man. It could be three pit stops the way this place is.
Yeah.
I believe if we just kept pit, we'd have a good chance of winning it.
Yeah, no kid. Boys are on it.
I mean, let's back up to 10th. We got to let that set of tires get us down, man. We're good here. We're 10th. 27 right now. Probably around 25 we take the green. Never know what's going to happen here.
Damn, two cars been junk all night. He gets out in there in clean air, hauled ass, didn't he?
Yeah, he held on like a third or fourth. All right, one over here. 25 lapper. All right, man. This is a little air out of the right front to make a cut. A little more wedge in it. This time we'll use the right rear jack screw. Maybe it won't get on that stop as much. Track bars on the bottom, so I don't have anything there for you. Just keep talking to me. Drive the hell out of it, but you never know, man. 5 or 10 laps to get another yellow, we'll be doing this again, so... Got to get a little breakout. Just let me know. Tighter, looser, you know? We got a good lane here. It'll be going.
Who's the leader?
99 on the bottom. Remember, these banks will clean themselves if we get something up here. Ready? Almost there. He's going. 17 is trying to get inside here, but in line with the 56. Keep fighting. Caution's out. Caution's out. You got a lane here. You're fine. Debris on the back. Well.
We're too tight if we go and come back in.
Therefore, you're ahead of the 56, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we are, too.
Yeah, 24 in front of the 56. Company hard right there. 3, 4. Okay.
You know, landing a little bit too tight right there.
Therefore.
Actually, right there, it landed a little tight. It turned decent. It just, wanted to push up off on throttle.
Okay, so that was actually too much drive off for the new tires.
Yeah, for the new tires. Damn, 39, damn. How was he not passed before the start-finish line?
It's open. What do you want, Steve-O? If none of us in front of us come, come on. We'll pull the line. We'll pull the line. Worst thing we do is lose track position here. See? We need to be the first guy. We need to be the first guy on pit road.
What if they do come?
Stay out if they come. If they all come, stay out.
One coming.
Come on, pit. Four tires, 1.5 out of the left rear, guys. Come on. Come on down here. Come on down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Clear. All clear. That's our spot. Good. I don't know where we ended up, but we're pretty adamant. Our chassis wasn't good enough, so let's try this.
Man, you guys are on it. In the rhythm.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I think we lost some, but we're going to try this. See what we got. This little wedge out, same air pressure. It's only 21 to go now, so people go, it's not going to be the only yellow, I have a feeling. Looks like it was nice and calm out there. Just two spots for four tires. There we go. I'll take that all day. I think we'll be lining up with the 78.
In what position?
I don't know. If you count us off Dickinson, I don't know if we're odd or even yet.
We'll be 12th. So three spots.
Yeah,
that 39 didn't pass. He shot that middle. We were just, you know, 39 just came flying up through there.
Yeah, I mean, it was smart if they didn't pass the start-finish line because we were all stacked up.
I heard you guys, you know, fiddling around on the throttle there. That was, and you guys were going past me, so that wasn't good.
Yeah, I got a good run. Those guys right in front of me were stacked up.
I thought the 14 was going to beat him. He had to take the evasive maneuvers to beat him to the line.
Yeah, this is that one place where they might want to think about waiving that rule.
Yeah, because I don't think that 99 did anything wrong. He just waited to the second line and then spun him a little. The 14 was done wait.
All right, one over here. P12.
All right, man. The other guy's got too hard in front of us with first scout pit road. Might help the first couple corners here.
Leader is our lane.
Okay, pace car's gone. Be ready.
Almost there. He's going.
Coming to the checkers.
Just watch your 9 and 39 up here, bud.